everybody. Today we have Vince Croce, VC, the MC, with us here today. And he does, you have a lot of jobs. You're not just an MC around the greater Toledo area. You're a healthcare rep, you're a husband, you're a father. So tell us about it. Tell us, how do you balance all those diverse roles that you've got going on?
Multiple personalities.
Okay.
And I just figure out which role I'm in and tap into that one. No, I just, I kind of been that way since high school, just like doing a lot of different things. And it works out pretty well. You know, my full-time job, as I call it, is in the healthcare arena. And just a public service announcement, if you're 45 years or older at average risk for colorectal cancer, please talk to your healthcare professional to get screened for the second leading cause of cancer death.
Yes.
So that's what I do full time.
That was really, really good. Well, not the information. It's not that positive, but can you do that again?
No, it is positive. It's good, right?
Can you do that again? Mm-hmm. Well, not talking, cancer is not good.
No, but I'm getting screened, yeah.
We don't want you to have cancer.
Yes.
We want to take care of it.
I understand. I was just saying, it's okay. Everything's fine, Vince.
I did the kit. We did the kit at our house.
Very good.
We know what you're talking about.
I have the kit.
I
have the kit sitting there.
Do it. Because they do expire.
No. Yes. Put it in the office where the job's going to get done.
Mm-hmm. We'll
and we're talking about the kit. That's Cologuard.
It's the little guy.
Correct. The dancing on TV.
People dancing.
And yes, so that can be sent to your home and you can do it. I don't discourage anybody from getting a colonoscopy. That'll do a thorough investigation of that. But if that's not convenient for you, there are other options. But just get her done is the great philosopher says.
Done. So go ahead.
So that's my full time.
That's a hot topic.
Yes. And my fill time, that's what I call. So I've got full time. And fill time is VC, the MC. Vince Croce, the master of ceremonies, is how I came up with that very unique name. Mm-hmm. How I got into that is I got into my 50s and what do I want to do when I grow up? And I found that, anytime somebody gave me a microphone or a megaphone and said, Vince, just go at it, it's like, oh, this works. Like, well,
natural.
What is that a job? And our producer here, Chris, is a runner, and I was going to tell him a story about how I kind of got into it. So there was the Arthritis Foundation I was very involved with. I used to work for Pfizer for 25 years and had some arthritis medication, so I got involved with them, and they would have a 5K every year. And again, that's one of the times they picked up. It's like, hey, Vince, can you do the award ceremony and things like that? And then I had this thought about going into MC, and I talked to Clint McCormick, who's the race director for Run Toledo, which is a division of Dave's Running Shop. And I said, hey, Clint, I think I'm going to start a business here, being a MC, a race announcer. And he goes, oh, yeah, it sounds good. Well, we'll give you a try. I've seen you here. Do what it is. So I went out, bought a couple speakers, got a website and business cards, and talked to him and started doing some races. Basically did it for no charge for about a year because I was just having fun. I was doing it until my wife said, you're kind of eating up some Saturday and Sunday mornings here, and that's our time. And so I had to negotiate,
I make it one weekend,
and then the next weekend I spend it keeping her happy. So, no, but it works out great because I do. I genuinely love it, and it's gone into other things. So I put my full and my fill together, and what do you get? Fulfillment. So,
We're going to hashtag
I have
that.
Lots of fulfillment.
What
if it's just fill? Fill.
Well, then that is.
Filming.
You've still got a full schedule as a recording artist, as a shop owner, as a mom, as a personal jewelry model, and large glass-wearing model here in Toledo.
I have an appointment today to get little windshield wipers on them.
Oh, nice.
Well, I don't think they're going to be little ones. I think you could just go to AutoZone and take care of that a lot less expensively.
Stop.
Too bad this isn't a video.
They could see the glass. I think most people that know me do know I wear large glasses.
Well, for the people that don't know you, the millions of people that'll be listening to this podcast once I put it out there that
we need millions.
Me,
that would be awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
So I remember the first time I saw you at your job, your Phil job, was at a purse bingo that Wendy had, and
yes.
I was really you know, I've been in that sort of industry. You hear a lot of people MC and a lot of people do that. And I was like, oh my gosh, Wendy, who is this guy? He is hilarious. And you really, really are talented in a, like, you don't, what's the word? You don't sound like you're rehearsed at all.
I don't think
it's just so natural. And have, like, when did you, I guess that's my question, is because it is natural, just comes to you. You're so witty and really funny. Have you always been that way? Have, like, you know, in your normal, in your full-time life, are you that funny? Or is there something that happens when you're in front of people with your, you know, adrenaline that
your
then
microphone.
You become funny, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of why I started doing the MC and public address announcing and things like that, because it's like, in a doctor's office, sometimes some of the things I come up with aren't always appreciated in a professional arena. So this gives me a conduit to, but yes, I, actually in that arena, that's what I do. I try to be my authentic self wherever I'm at, have some fun, bring some joy, especially you go in a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. Who are they seeing all day?
Yep.
People that have a problem or something to go with. So you can't be in there bringing in problems. I've got a job to do. I've got to share the benefits of what I have to offer to that office and to their patients. I've got to be technically proficient in that. I've got a job to do. But I found that, hey, when I'm myself,
they want to see you more.
People warm up, mm-hmm. and then right. listen, and I'll be right. able to get that message out. Yeah. And then to do it to a greater degree, yeah, it's just because I always looked at, I was jealous of people, you know, in the music industry. I was like, okay, these are artists. They can play music. They can sing songs, you know, do stuff like that, or really smart people. They can do that. It's like, what's my thing? And it's just like, oh, I'd like to almost live on the edge a little bit, because I go and I don't have rehearsal. Yes, do I have a script? It's like, okay, Wendy, here's this purse bingo vis. Make sure you announce this and this and this and this. But then it's like, okay, there's the mic, and you're just going to be pulling mm-hmm. numbers and
that was tricky because he's got 450 women staring at him like,
it was like,
you
it was
better
so
be funny.
And
it
you know
was.
What? I thought I knew bingo.
Oh.
But you do the X and the X bingo, don't call that, was a letter I?
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
Or
oh,
N.
That's right.
B-I-N-G. N. Mm-hmm. The N. You know, so like there's these nuances, and it's like uh-huh. you're getting attacked, and it's like, well, okay, what am I doing
lady.
Up here?
Bingo people are serious.
Yeah. They're very serious.
So it's like, but I almost enjoy that because it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm up here for another hour or whatever. I got to go with the flow, and it's like, and I'm comfortable making fun of myself to a degree. So
and
it's
you do a good job about, you know, keeping it clean, but just on the edge of not clean, which is good. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
You're always nice PG because but you're still hilarious.
Especially in right. bingo, because there's that one number with a six and the upside down six. See, I won't even say it here because we're at a public radio station. This is G-rated. But, you know, you get that number, and it's like you play with it a little bit once,
right.
but then you can't make a big deal about it because right. there may be somebody that doesn't appreciate that.
Yeah, well, our crowd was number. Fine with it.
Well, your crowd, Wendy, you know, there's like, okay, there's bingo player, there's people supporting the cause.
Yes.
And there are some people that I didn't know out in, where's
Fulton
that at?
County.
Yeah, but what's the town like?
Napoleon.
No.
Well,
where was the vet the hall at?
That's actually Ridgeville Corners.
Ridgeville Corners.
You're a minute from Napoleon.
I didn't even know where Ridgeville Corners is, much less you'd think it's like, well, if there is something here, it's going to be downtown.
Mm-hmm.
No, this
in the middle of the cornfield.
Cornfield.
Right.
So I was lucky to find it and thinking it's like, okay, this will be a relatively mm-hmm. tame crowd. But there was that table.
Yes, we love
women.
Them.
Yes, they were fun. But that's what makes it fun, too.
Yeah.
And that's why I do this, because I love people. I love talking, and I get into these different arenas. We're talking about the running arena. It's like, okay, I'm in there. I've got to know super people there. There's hardcore runners. There's just for fun runners. You've introduced me into the bingo and the music arena. That's why I love working with the two of you, because I've got to introduce some great performers mm-hmm. and bands around town
yeah.
and get involved with that. And then I've gotten into the tech arena. You know, which I wasn't really aware of. I was such in this medical mode that this has given me opportunity to meet lots of different people in lots of different areas and learn things. And yeah, so it's just, I'm having a blast.
Tell us about, do you have any mishaps or funny stories that come to mind that, you know, were?
Well, one was we did the in downtown Perrysburg, they had the Zip the Berg. That was a really cool concept for a race. It was 4.3551 miles. What's the zip code for Perrysburg? 43551. Well, they got, let's say, we're going to have Mercy was one of the sponsors. We're going to have the helicopter do a flyover. This is going to be so cool. Well, that helicopter came in, and he flew a little bit low. And there's banners up on these metal barriers and stuff. It came, it blew those down. Kids had ribbons. They're flying all over. It was scary for a minute. It's like, you might be using that helicopter to take somebody to the hospital. You know, it was just like it was this tornado hit for 5 seconds. And it's just like, okay, well, we got to go with the flow here. And so that was just unexpected. Sure. But it's like, okay, you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And I was up at the Detroit Susan G. Komen race for the Cure, and this wasn't funny, but it's just this is where, you know, you got to kind of go with the flow thing. Everybody's lined up. There's a few thousand people ready to go run around downtown Detroit, and somebody like passed out right in this group of people. Well, then I'm in contact with the race director, and it says, time out. You know, we're not going to start until we get this person out of here with the ambulance. And it's like, and nobody else can really see what's going on. So you just got to like,
they passed out before the race started?
It was like, all right. And all these people, like, they're ready to go. We said, hey, we're going to start at 9 o'clock. Well, this happened at 8:54 or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, you got to go. And that's the other extreme. You know, here it's like having fun, joking around. It's like, all right, mm-hmm. no, this is a major event, and there's a lot of people involved. And
mm-hmm. there's timings and all that. Wow.
Yeah. So it's but again, that's what gives you're involved. You're part of something. I'm just trying to enhance an event. And, you know, I'm not the center of attention. I'm maybe at the center of what's going on. But that bingo is about the participants playing there. The concerts are about the bands mm-hmm. playing. The runs are about all these people participating and the people putting it on and the sponsors that are sponsoring it and the first responders that are out keeping people protected. And it's just like, okay, here, I have a touch point with all of them and mm-hmm. I want to make it better for everybody out there. So I try to invest myself into what.
Well, you do a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you. So
if you could MC anybody's, let's think about this. Any celebrity dead or alive, their anything, like a concert or a race, do you have like any?
Or like the Olympics.
Or the, I mean, anything. What would be your, I want to do this thing?
Well, that's an excellent question. My vision for when I started this is like, okay, I'm just going to start. I don't know, you know. How many MCs do you know, or somebody wants to start a business? It's like, okay, I'm just going to put myself out there and see what happens. And my vision would be to someday be invited to do some big conference where there's, you know, top mm-hmm. level speakers. And it's like, okay, I'm flying out. And it's like, mm-hmm. you know, I've developed a reputation strong enough. Like, hey, Vince, here's the plane ticket. Here's a hotel room. And, you know, mm-hmm. I tell my wife, Amy, hey, we're going out to Arizona for 4 days. I'm going to be busy 2 days, but
go shopping for the other two.
Yeah. And, right.
What would this conference be? Let's think this through.
In a perfect world, it would be a conference with like just dynamic uh-huh. speakers uh-huh. in different arenas.
You should reach out to Mary Kay Cosmetics. They have amazing seminars.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's the
with
thing is
major top speakers and even famous people sing and dance.
Yeah. Well, and that's
like
to
all in one.
To be in the middle of that, to say, mm-hmm. okay, here's this major thing going on. I'm not one of the keynote speakers. I don't have to have this talk, or I'm not a mm-hmm. entertainer in the sense like, oh, we got this, here's this comedian coming up, or there's that. It's just like, no, here's the guy. But I get to interact with all those. I get to introduce mm-hmm. them and probably get to know them a little bit. And I'm sitting there, I'm learning stuff too. So, that's a good idea. Yeah. And that's kind of where the point I'm at now. It's like, all right, I'm comfortable doing about anything. How do I
expand,
go to the next level
and
stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. How do you pivot and all those things to the next level? So next question, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Like, so you've done weddings, right?
So I'm a wedding officiant. Yep. Is that what you're talking about? Uh-huh. Or the DJ at the wedding? Because I've given
up
the DJ at the wedding thing. Because
I couldn't stand doing that.
Well, it's, again, why did I get into this? Because I like to talk. And it's like, okay, at 5 hours
you
of the wedding,
really talk
you
the
introduce
wedding. You
the people.
Play,
it's
right?
the wedding cutting. And it's
yeah.
and people want, you know, the music. And I'm not up to speed, like, you know, It's mm-hmm. like, who's the Sailor Twift person?
And Sailor Twift.
You know, it's like, so I don't know, you know, the music that's going on. I don't want to, you know, it's enough lugging
speakers
around.
I DJed weddings for like 10 years, and I was like,
yeah, and so it's like, and again, I'm not doing this to make, you know, if I had to make a living, maybe I said, okay, there's, I could make more money doing that, but mm-hmm. there's great DJs out there, and I want them to do their job. Now, if you need a little enhancement from a voice standpoint, give me a call. But so I've kind of gotten away from the DJ portion of a wedding, but I'm working with a guy, Mark Simon, Toledo Wedding Officiant. And I did some weddings before that, but I'm working with him. So mm-hmm. somebody needs to get married. It's like, okay, well, that's fun.
Keep
it's
usually that in mind.
15, 20 minutes. And, mm-hmm. you know, based on what somebody wants, it's like, okay, I can, you know, go buy the script and read that. But hey, you want to have a little fun with that? Like,
mm-hmm. well, if I ever get asked to marry somebody, I will
have Vince do
I'll
it.
Have Vince.
There you go. Okay.
Because that would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be really fun.
Well, the one wedding I did, you were talking about funny stuff. So this, my son's friend's mom, she was getting married. And they were going to have it up at this lake. And, you know, it was a small ceremony, it was behind a bar type thing. And the groom, he goes, well, I'm going to wear a Hawaiian shirt. My best man is. And if you can just wear a Hawaiian shirt, it's like, okay, well, so that's pretty laid back. And the bride, she, you know, when I got there, you know, everybody's kind of drinking casual, and she's got this nice white dress on. It's like, okay, that's cool. Well, then we get set up to do the wedding, and it's like, okay, you know, somebody get her to come down and run a little late. Well, she comes down, and she's this about 5 foot tall Asian woman, and she has Daisy Dukes, a cowboy hat, and cowboy boots coming down. And the groom wasn't expecting that at all.
Oh.
And I think she had a drink or two beforehand, because she's just like, woohoo, let's have some fun, you know. So it was like, all right, didn't see this guy. But again, it was
fun. The groom mad?
He was like, you know, he was very solemn, like, you know, this is, it's important
right.
to him. I'm getting married mm-hmm. and stuff, you know. And so he was a little like, well, let's have some fun. But this is,
she wore the wrong
she
costume.
She started too
She probably
early.
Should have had a grass skirt on and a Hawaiian.
Yeah. That sounds
you know,
right.
yeah. to match
well,
it.
Well, that would, it was a very.
She should have matched.
It was a very thematic, diverse wedding. Let's put it that way.
That
with the cowboys and.
So back to the superhuman power, superpower. So like, all right. So
I
let's
guess
just,
I didn't divert you from that
okay.
question.
Wait, is that our new question to people? What would your superpower want
to
be?
No, we still have to ask in the other one. But yeah, I just want to know, like, if you okay. So would you like to be able to read minds? Would you like to be able to? I don't know. With bridezillas, you'd want to know. You'd want to. I don't know what you'd want. But I don't know.
That's quite the question.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, you know, when you're so blessed as I am, it's hard to think of, like, what could I add?
You know? I mean, you're already a superhero.
Okay. Maybe a dose of humbleness. But
maybe you want bigger glasses like me.
He probably would like to teleport.
That's okay. I'd
teleporting might be good for you. When your 5K situation.
Oh, okay. I guess ask the guest a question. And tell him.
You know,
Vince, I've thought all the superpowers. I think this one would be good for you.
You don't. You know me well enough that you know I was going to tell you the answer to your own question.
No, okay, Wendy and I are going to be quiet, and we're going to let you talk. Ready, set, go.
Well, I'm kind of a sensitive guy, and I need to come to grips with it.
It's
no,
fine.
Tell. Actually, now that you mentioned that would be good because
right?
it's like, well, I want to be here and I want to be there, so get around. So yes, I guess
because I picture you at when you do hops for me, and you're us.
You're hopping.
You're hopping. I'm like, he's got to go stage to stage, and he's got to run. It'd be nice if you could just teleport.
Well, and that would be good because a new thing I picked up. I reached out to one of your past guests from the Arctic Clams.
Yes. Yes.
Clams.
It's
I
clam.
Love it. Just clams.
Well, there are more.
It's a Arctic singular clam?
It should be multiple clams, but you're right. It is Arctic. The Arctic.
There's
oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Now
Arctic
I'm
ready. Clam.
Or maybe it's the Arctic's clam.
Anyway.
Forget the S's,
we'll ask her later. Here, let me Google
cool.
it.
So I reached out, because I introduced them at one of the Sylvania Fall Festival events. And, you know, Nicole's in charge of, you know, one of the most awesome events in town, Acoustics for Autism. It's
in the United States, globally.
It's actually global now.
So,
killing it.
Here's a thought I have to do, but I'm going to start small and see where it goes. So I reached out and said, hey, you know, I'd like to present help. And so I'm going to be the MC for the Conant Street stage. And
are
they've
you?
Got about six bands, I think, during, mm-hmm. During that time period. Introduce them. But my ultimate goal, and this would be we're teleporting, or I would have to have, like, somebody help me. I was thinking, what if I introduced every band at every stage.
Not possible. That day.
No, well,
couldn't do
well,
it is if you have Chris help you.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it doesn't have to be live, does it?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about yes, getting on each stage. Introducing
oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I don't know. No, it may not be. But to see like,
we can
okay,
get,
that would be awesome.
How many yeah, could I do? You know, because, yeah. okay, this yeah. stage starts and like, yeah. oh, yeah. they're a little behind. Okay, run over here and just, mm-hmm. I mean, just.
And you, yeah, I mean, and, you're in shape. You definitely could
yeah.
do it
so
physically.
Be, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm know. Just thinking that you need to come to Buster Brown's around 5. I
yeah,
forget
that's
what
when
time,
Lori's
but
playing.
I go mm-hmm. on and I would, I think that I have like, what is it called? Like I'm privileged.
You are. You have seniority.
I don't know the word. Yeah,
seniority.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Like I should have Vince.
You should.
I should.
You know
I,
what?
I earned Vince to come announce us.
Well,
he,
I
that's
did
what I'm
introduce
saying.
You at Fairways when you.
Yes, you did.
When
yeah.
Let's Give Them Something to Talk About yes. was playing there one night, and all the people in the audience were like. Why do they have somebody introducing them?
Because
we're at
special.
A little, we're at a little we're eating dinner.
See, that's what you got to do.
Just
right.
Some background
right.
music.
I love it. You're right. going to do it. So you got to check your schedule at 5:00. Can you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what time we're on.
We're
I
at Buster Brown's.
Buster Brown's.
Right, you're right. You're right there. You
and by the way, it is
wait,
it is Arctic
right
plan.
Across the street from the Conant Street.
No,
space,
I
like literally.
50 oh,
feet.
Oh, I see what you're
fine.
Saying. Okay, that day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well. Yeah. You'll see the schedule. So. All right.
Did you hear me? There's no S's. It's Arctic Clam.
Arctic Clam.
And I'm really glad but, I was right since I am a local musician. I should probably know my fellow local musicians' names.
Well, I like what he's thinking, though. There's clam. Yeah. There's multiple clams.
There are lots of clams
lots
in the
clams
Arctic Clam.
Lots of clams in that
clam
great
group.
Band. We love them. Love them, love them. So you're going to ask him our
Well, and did you? Well, before you get to it.
Okay.
Because I listen to this podcast regularly. And so I was, you
aww,
know,
you're
prepared.
The one. He's the one.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Prepared for your typical question, but then you said on the last podcast, oh, we got to switch it up for this year.
And that's why I thought she just
so,
thought about that
so
on
is,
her own, about your superhero.
So is it a new,
no.
so is there a new question?
No.
No. We're sticking with it.
Do what,
oh.
Hey, listen. Since
I told
you,
I was,
Vince, since I told you your answer, why don't you tell us what the question should be?
Hey, Vince, VC, the MC, what makes you our cool friend? Well,
there's
first off, I'm a little disappointed. I got to get this out there. I thought it was. Hot pockets and cool friends, and I was expecting an array of pizza treats while
oh my
I
gosh. Next time
I did this
ham
but
and egg.
Hot topics does make more sense, and I'm glad that I've graduated from lukewarm topics and semi-cool friends to gain the stature to be invited by you on this. And the reason I'm your cool friend, I guess, would have to do that. You know there's at least one person not as cool as either of you that makes you feel cooler. Because the fact that, like I said, yeah, I'm considered cool enough to be on here is not something I ever, you know, in third grade, I was like, geez, I hope when I grow up I can be on a podcast someday. And, you know, but to be on the cool friends one. So I think that's one I'm also willing to, yeah, at Wendy's beck and call, wherever there's a stage that she's in charge of a fundraising
mm-hmm,
event,
mm-hmm.
be it bingo, a concert out in, again, she picks these places that I didn't even know existed, a former golf course that is now a steak place
yes.
and restaurant mm-hmm. to do a.
She some, does find.
He's going to Pioneer. He's yeah. going to Pioneer, Ohio. Do you even know where that is? We'll get you directions.
Yes.
Okay.
You can't be Wendy's cool friend without having GPS.
That's
because
for sure.
You will never be able to get anywhere she's at.
Or time to just do whatever she says.
Yes. Yeah.
She'll hey. Be like, so Lori, we're going to do da 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 da. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then I'll tell, you know, people I live with what I'm going to do. And they're like, how did you end up doing that?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, Wendy got us into it. Or I'm like, what no. did you get us into now, Wendy?
Yeah. But, it, but,
but
it
it's
is
always fun.
Fun. Yeah,
it's
that's
totally
the thing.
Fun.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Life is not boring with Wendy.
The Hops for Hospice and History out at, you know, Sauter mm-hmm. Village. That mm-hmm. was, I mean, it was, again, great music. But
you're doing
the
that
venue,
again, yeah.
The venue was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
so, Speaking of all those events, do you have a website that everybody can go to find out where you're going to be?
VCTheMC.com. I don't know if I have everything on there that I'm doing. I should probably do a better job of
I mean, that'd be great.
Up.
Because, I mean, after this podcast, people are going to be like, ooh, yeah.
Where can I find him?
Well, you know, I hate to burst your bubble, ladies, but people don't usually go to events like, who is the MC there? Oh.
You know
but
what?
Bob Smigoli, he's a terrible MC. I'm not
no,
going
but
to.
You want
to
know what? That's your new
good.
Thing.
What?
People are going to start looking
and
for
I
where you're going
to
be.
Well, because yeah. my crowd have been asking for you. Honestly,
really?
Yes.
Wow.
The hops people. Bingo, for sure. The ladies are like, are you bringing that one guy back? I'm like, yep.
you
always.
Make a lasting impression.
You do.
Okay,
so.
Well, That warms my heart.
Yes, honestly, my heart. I'm not blowing smoke.
Okay,
it's the truth.
Well, I have that because that's my goal is good. to facilitate fulfillment of other people. Mm-hmm. So if that's what I'm doing, I feel like okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. But it only matters if it yeah. positively impacts other people. And if you're saying it does, then thank
it
you very much
does.
For that
it does.
To hear
it
does. That. I enjoy it.
I know. Well, we're really glad you came. Will you come back? Next time we'll do a video. We'll do a live.
Yeah, I don't really think we got into deep introspection on me because I think.
Well, we have plenty of time. I mean, you know, Chris loves to edit.
Huh?
is there something you want to tell us?
Chris is saying, like, you pay me one quarter of minimum wage to do this podcast. It's a public service that I provide. And now you're trying. No, I was
next time.
Kidding
we'll
about
get, we'll get deep.
Deep
we'll,
introspection. We'll, mm-hmm. I'm pretty much a shallow end guy. Bowman Pool, where uh-huh. Wendy would be very familiar. That's what was interesting about us, Wendy. We grew up probably a couple miles from each mm-hmm. other. You were good friends with many of my classmates mm-hmm. from Blessed Sacrament School, and then I don't think we met. I don't know.
You know, I got to believe we met. I always thought you looked familiar. I'm like, but yeah. my high school years were
yeah, but see,
probably not.
But see, this is what's interesting. I wasn't cool back then. So Wendy, yeah, I saw you over there. But I'm not going to interact with you.
No, I would never. No,
what are you? You run track and cross country?
No.
Not cool enough for me.
Oh, no. Wendy's not.
Where's
no.
the football Absolute. Players and guys in the band?
Band for sure. Parking lot probably. not oh a lot. No.
She was naughty.
It was the 80s. I mean, come on.
She was
different.
Very naughty.
I wasn't naughty. I just had a lot of friends that were different.
Okay.
And, I just...
well, and, see,
and
that's...
you still do.
yeah. Well, and that's the thing. It's like I was never like really naughty. I had an incident or two here or there. But matter of fact, so here was one of my claims to fame. I went to Central Catholic, graduated in 83, and I was Bishop's Cross runner-up. I was the second holiest kid in a class of 360
Stop
people.
It.
Yes.
That's really impressive. You know, I went to Central, too.
You did?
And she got kicked out.
I
swear
I
did.
Wait.
She was naughty.
I went there my sophomore year, so that would have been 82.
Oh, so I thought we were the same age. I thought you were in 83.
I'm a year older.
Okay. So you were there. So we were there at the same time. So again.
Great school.
Proof that Wendy blew me off even in
That was a big
high
school.
I thought we just lived in the same general DeVoe Village neighborhood, but
nope.
Same school. And
should have stayed. I mean, it's all good. Started in Central. It was fine. But Central was such a great school.
Yes.
Yeah,
now I lots of great people and things
mm-hmm,
there. So.
Mm-hmm. But, well, thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you
well,
very
thank
much.
You for having me. This was fun. I appreciate everything you do in the community in Sylvania with the hip to the groove. Mm-hmm. And everything you do for the hospice out in 14 counties I hardly ever go to.
You're going to be going to them this year.
The singing you do at Fairways and Buster Brown and everywhere, Lori, with your
12 bands.
Wonderfully talented musically and audio husband, Gary, who I'm going to
yes,
have make, since he made the theme song for this, mm-hmm. I need to have him make a walk-up song for me when I do events.
Oh, yeah,
that's
so
a great
it,
idea.
I'm going to have it personally produced
Yeah,
by
that'd
him.
Be very cool.
There you go.
Yes.
Well, we'll see you next time for round two.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank
you very
thank
much.
You, Vince.
Thanks. Thank you for joining us today on Hot Topics Cool Friends. I'm Lori.
And I'm Wendy.
We would like to give a special thanks to
Chris Pfeiffer, our executive producer, and
Gary Wagner, who wrote and produced our music.
If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to listen to more of these wonderful episodes, head on over to WGTE.org/coolfriends or anywhere you stream your podcast.
And remember
to thank your local business owner
and go out and hear a local musician.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.